Welcome back to part three of Queer Girl Group Songs, and thanks for sticking with me. Taking us to a whole new place is gay artist Frank Regala on his 1996 album, Crimes Against Nature. He updated these two girl group songs.
You went away, then you came around, you bothered me every night, and when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. And now my boyfriend, you had better have out on the double. And now my boyfriend, you was getting lies that I was untrue. He's coming after you. And now my boyfriend's back. Hey, he knows that you've been trying. Hey, he knows that you've been lying. He's been gone for such a long time now. And now my boyfriend's now he's back.
Yeah.
After My Boyfriend's Back, we heard a song Frank Regala did that was a very obscure recording by the Crystals called He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. That song was written by Jerry Goffin and Carol King, and legend had it that it was based on a story told to them by their babysitter. Okay, that's fine, but this was 1962. He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss? For radio? What were they thinking? And here's a super medley of girl group songs done by Melissa Etheridge. This was recorded live in 1996 at the Concert for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when it opened in Cleveland.
I had no need. But don't think that I don't need to know.
Of course, that was Melissa Etheridge doing the hits Be My Baby, Love Child, and Leader of the Pack. and from one super medley to another. From 1988, here are four more by the fabulous Dyketones.
And now, we, the fabulous Dyketones, are proud to present to all of you, for the first time on this stage, for the first time on any stage in the world, for that matter, please give a warm, rousing debut welcome to Miss Anne Brodgenis.
Run, 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 yeah, my Well, Bobby, what's this I hear about a crush?
Oh, Bo, if you knew her, oh.
August QMH show, I interviewed Gretchen Phillips, and one of the many groups she was involved with was called Girls in the Nose. They released a self-titled cassette in 1990 that contained their own version of the Mary Wells song, Two Lovers. The song is about 7 minutes long, so here's an edited version of it.
I'll do everything I can to let her know. But I've got two lovers, I'm ashamed. I've got two lovers, I love them both the same. Let me tell you about my other lover. She treats me bad, she makes me sad, she makes me cry. Love her so, and I'll do everything, everything I can to let her know. Darling girl, don't you know I can tell whenever I look at you that you say. And in reality, cause both of them are you.
Change me in any way. You don't own me.
After Girls in the Nose was one of our culture's enigmas, Klaus Nomi. He came to New York City from Germany in the mid-70s and became known for his remarkable vocal performances and unusual stage persona. He did amazing interpretations of songs you would not expect, like The Twist, Falling in Love Again, Lightning Strikes, and Ding Dong the Witch is Dead. In 1979, he appeared as a backup singer for David Bowie on Bowie's famous Saturday Night Live appearance. He became one of the first celebrities to die of AIDS in 1983, and now he's the subject of a fascinating new DVD called The Nomi Song. I'm down to my last cover version of To Do Run Run, so you know I must be getting towards the end of the show. I did a quick study of songs on this show done by straight males and found that the odds of the artist being from England are about 2-1. Does that mean the British are less hung up about their sexuality than Americans? Could that be? Well, if so, then this is probably the strangest survey to ever make that assumption. Anyway, I was telling you about the next cover version of To Do Run Run. It's by English folk artist Dave Berland from his album called Rollin' from 1988.
1, 2, 3, 4. Met him on a Monday and my heart stood still. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Yes, my heart stood still. Yes, his name was Bill. And as he walked me home, to do run, 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 to do run, run. Knew what he was doing when he caught my eye. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Look so quiet, but my, oh my. Do-do-run, run, run, do-do-run, run. Yes, he caught my eye. Yes, my, oh my. And as he walked me home, do-do-run, run, run, do-do-run, run. Picked me up at 7 and he looked so fine. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Someday soon I'm gonna make him mine. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Yes, he looks so fine. Someday I'm gonna make him mine. And as he walked me home, to do run, 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 to do run, run. Run, run, to do run, run, to do run, 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 to do run, run, to do run, 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 to do run, run, to do run, 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 to do run, run, to do run, 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 to do run, run, to do run, 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 to do run, run, to do run, 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 to do run, run, to do run, 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 to do run, run.
To Do Run Run by Dave Berland. As I said, we're winding down. Four more songs to go. And yes, I know Dusty Springfield was not a girl group singer, but her music was sure a big part of that same era. So I want to slip in a terrific cover version of one of her classics. Here's Jeff Krasner doing his part as Son of a Preacher Man.
Do Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. In the backyard we'd go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was,
what?
He was,
what?
Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I tried. When he started sweet talking to me, come and tell me everything is alright. Kiss and tell me now everything is alright. Can we get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was. Was in his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the side, taking time to make time, telling me he's all mine, but learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
Now, where would a show about queer cover versions of girl group songs be without a disco song? Surprisingly, I found only one of this nature. In 1998, Singapore native Lawrence Tan, now living in Toronto, released an album that gave a dance beat to the Little Piggy March gem, I Will Follow Him. That was a very edited version of I Will Follow Him by Lawrence Tan. And now I'm going to cheat a little, and instead of playing a cover version of a 60s girl group song, I'm going to play the real thing. But this song is itself a cover version of a song from the musical The King and I. In 1963, a very obscure group called The Loves, and that's spelled L-U-V-S, released the song We Kiss in the Shadows. They did it in a style similar to the 50s doo-wop group The Flamingos, and I think it's gorgeous. The special significance of this song is that it was one of those songs in the 50s, like Secret Love, that gays identified with because of the lyrics about having to hide our love. We Kiss in the Shadows by The Loves. Now I've got one more song to share with you, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to thank my friend David Young in Seattle for his assistance. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I wish you would. And if you know of any gay girl group songs I've missed, I definitely want to know. My website, of course, is at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. I'm closing the show with a song by one of my favorite gay artists, Michael Callan. I've often said that I thought he should be sainted. He was diagnosed with AIDS in 1982, and it's hard to believe he accomplished so much in the 11 years until his death in 1993, at age 38. He became a leading AIDS activist and was one of the founders of the People with AIDS Coalition. And through all his writing and speaking, he remained devoted to his music. He released his first album, Purple Heart, in 1988, and that same year the Flirtations were formed. The group toured nationally and released two albums and appeared in the movie Philadelphia. And the music, as you heard early in the show, was excellent and very out. His version of this last song, I think, is a masterpiece, and you'll see how long he can hold a note. Michael Callan and Where the Boys Are.